This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canada said Friday it will take in up to 20,000 Afghan refugees facing threats from the Taliban as insurgents advance across the country, seizing major cities. Canada's immigration minister called the situation heartbreaking and said in a statement that Canada will not stand idly by. The refugees will include what he called particularly vulnerable Afghans still in the country or those who have already fled to neighboring states. The group includes female leaders, government employees, human rights defenders, persecuted minorities, and journalists. The immigration minister said several plane loads of asylum seekers have departed the country already, and the first one landed Friday in Toronto. Earlier Friday, many countries, including Spain, Denmark, Norway, and the Netherlands, announced the withdrawal of staff from their respective embassies. Residents of Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan feared for their safety on Friday as the Taliban launched a multi-pronged assault on the major city. The insurgents engaged in heavy fighting on its outskirts Saturday, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. There was no immediate word on casualties. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani had flown to Mazar-e-Sharif on Wednesday to rally the city's defenses. He met with several militia commanders there. The Taliban have made major advances in recent days, including capturing Herat and Kandahar, the country's second and third largest cities. They now control 18 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. And of course, you can keep up with all the news on Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The latest terrorism alert from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns that the upcoming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, as well as approaching religious holidays, could inspire violent attacks by extremists. A National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin issued Friday does not cite any specific threats, but the bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security says the United States is in a heightened threat environment. The bulletin is an extension of a similar one issued in May. DHS says domestic extremists remain a priority for U.S. law enforcement and will for at least the remainder of the year. Haitian Judge Matthew Chanlot, chosen to oversee President Jovenel Moïse's assassination case, has resigned from the investigation, citing personal reasons, and a letter Friday that bears his signature and a stamp of the court. The letter was obtained by VOA Creole. It states he is sending the case back to the dean of the civilian court of Port-au-Prince. The dean announced Monday that security had been tightened for Chanlot shortly after naming him to the case. Other judges on the short list to oversee the case turned down the request, reportedly after receiving death threats. Moïse was assassinated in the early morning hours of July 7th inside his home in a suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince. His wife, Martine Moïse, was gravely injured and evacuated to Miami, Florida, where she was treated. Americans at high risk for COVID-19 because of severely weakened immune systems can get a third vaccination in hopes of better protection, a policy change endorsed Friday by influential government advisors. The Food and Drug Administration ruled that transplant recipients and others similarly immunocompromised could get a third shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. At a meeting of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisors, Dr. Helen Talbot said Friday this is only for those with severely compromised immune systems. The decision does not offer an extra dose to the public at large. The CDC said about 1.1 million people have already gotten at least a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine on their own. It is not clear how many did so because they had weakened immune systems. And Zambia's Electoral Commission is calling on candidates to be patient as election workers tally results in 10 provinces. From Thursday's general election, observers reported a massive turnout at polling stations across the country, including in the capital, Lusaka. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.